I was at Safe Passage in Guatemala this July along with 16 youth and 5 other adults. I saw a boy in one of the classes whose name was Martin. This is Martin, when he was 2 years old. This is not the first time I had met Martin. In fact, one of the sermons I sent to the search committee 4 years ago was about this boy. I met Martin 6 years ago when he was only 2, and then 3 years later when he was 5, and then this July when he was 8. I doubt that Martin recognized me. There's no reason that he would. However, we played together for a few days when he was in preschool 6 years ago, and I had this great desire to take him home with me. It's easy to fall in love with the kids at Safe Passage. And for some reason, Martin globbed on to me, but not this time. Martin is a very quiet boy. I'm not sure I heard him speak at all when I saw him in July. He was spending a fair amount of time under one of the class tables. It was only when Sarah Nicholson coaxed him out that I was able to make some kind of connection with him. You see, Martin is abused at home. The 3 times I have been to Safe Passage, I have been informed by his teachers about his home life and about his father's abuse. 6 years ago, I saw his father lying on a sidewalk, either drunk or on drugs. I found myself feeling incredibly angry. We were told by one of the teachers this year that the majority of children are abused at home in some way. But we were also informed that the abusers know no other behavior because they themselves were abused during their entire childhood as well. Although this did not mitigate the horror for me of knowing the trauma that these children experience, it did help me to be a bit more compassionate toward their parents. I don't know if Martin has experienced more trauma than any other child at Safe Passage. I don't know if his silence has been forced on him. What I do know is that he has been at Safe Passage for 6 years, that he is still there, that he keeps coming back. I also know that the children at Safe Passage graduate with grades that average higher than the Guatemalan public schools. I know that Safe Passage gives the over 500 Mayan children 2 good meals every day during the week, support for all of their studies, English lessons, of which we were a part, and free medical care. And I know that each and every child there is divine. And I am in awe at their spirit, at the spirit that allows them to laugh and sing and dance and play and then enjoy each other's company and friendship. I am in awe at their own beauty. When after only a week they wrapped their arms around us in a big hug because we were there with them, played with them, and learned with them. I am in awe about a child's spirit that can be so loving even though they live in an environment that you and I can barely imagine. So when I look at the turmoil and the tragic events that occur in our world, I want the spirit of the child. I'm not denying life's realities. Those are always there in our face. But life calls us on, knowing that the spirit deep inside us is something divine and blessed and of beauty. This sermon's really short this morning. I want to end with the last paragraph of the sermon that I sent the search committee about Martin again when I sent it 4 years ago. In it I said, I hope someday to see Martin again. I doubt that he would remember me, and that's fine. What is important was the love that we shared, moments at a time, fleetingly and beautifully. I learned from my own 2 children that I was capable of unconditional love. Martin showed me that unconditional love was not restricted to biological children, nor to children only. For every human being is divine, and every human being needs love. Blessed be. and amen. So our last hymn is 409, Sleep My Child. Please stand as you are willing and able. 409. Give us the spirit of the child. Give us the child who lives within.
The child who trusts. The child who imagines. The child who sings.
The child who receives without reservation. The child who gives without judgment.
Give us the child's eyes that we may receive the beauty and precious gifts of the day, like the sunrise.
Give us the child's ears that we may hear the music of mythical times. Give us the child's faith that we may be cured of our cynicism.
Give us the spirit of the child who is not afraid to love, who is not afraid to love.
Please be seated.